This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thought we had heard it all. We thought we knew the Bible stories, the words of our faith, the rules for living and the way to heaven. We thought, dear God, we knew. But here, before the mystery again of a grave that is empty when it should be filled with a decaying corpse, we know that we know nothing at all. So go before us, God, as you are beyond our understanding. And above all, give us the grace to follow you. Amen. Please be seated. We hear in the resurrection story, who will roll back the stone for us? We all know the story. They had a duty to perform, a delivery to make. Yet that huge obstacle blocked their passage. Life seemed like it was already paralyzed, and they couldn't move forward without some help. Yet despite all the hard work, they ultimately were assisted by forces more powerful than anything. The task? The transport of goods to be delivered after passage through the Suez Canal. The huge obstacle? A 200,000-ton ship grounded, blocking entrance or exit, and even though they had used every technique imaginable, it could have never been done without the help of a force far beyond human capability. The forces of nature, in the gift of a full moon and a rising tide. It was a turning point in one of the largest and most intense salvage operations in modern history. With the smooth functioning of the global trading system hanging in the balance. Then, just before dawn, the ship slowly regained buoyancy. The mammoth cargo ship blocking the Suez Canal was wrenched from the shoreline and finally set free, raising hope that one of the world's most vital maritime routes would quickly rebound and limit the fallout of a disruption that had paralyzed hope. Appropriately on this day, the name of the obstacle in the form of that ship was named Ever Given. Ever Given. The greatest hope ever given is what we celebrate tonight. We know tonight's story too, don't we? Mary had a duty to perform, a delivery to make. The burial had to take place quickly since he died at 3 p.m. and the Sabbath was to follow at sunset. So she waited. But after the Sabbath, before dawn, much like this morning, she needed to go back to the tomb and out of respect, anoint the body for proper burial. Yet, there it was. Fearing a huge obstacle that would block her passage. A stone, estimated at 1 to 2 tons, was there. And to remove it would require forces far beyond the human capability of a woman. Some would assume that it was Jesus who moved that stone when he was resurrected. But we need to pay attention to what those four gospel accounts tell us. In Mark, the two Marys wonder who will roll back the stone for them so they can anoint Jesus' body. And they found that the stone has already been rolled back. In Luke, the women returned to the tomb on the first day of the week, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. In John's Gospel, Mary Magdalene alone comes to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. And so important is the account we hear from Matthew. The angel rolls back the stone to reveal to Mary Magdalene and Mary that Jesus was no longer there. The stone was rolled away after the resurrection. The stone was rolled away not so Jesus could leave the tomb. I mean, we know looking back that a resurrected Jesus is no longer limited by locked doors or even 2-ton stone obstacles. He's going to walk through doors where the disciples were locked up in fear very soon. But here Jesus was already out of the tomb, leaving everything behind as evidence that the body was not stolen, but that he was risen. Why was the stone rolled back? The stone was rolled back to make it as easy as possible for Mary and the others to see and believe. The stone was rolled away so that the obstacles to our belief and our hope could be removed, so that hope would no longer be paralyzed. It is just like that reading on the road to Emmaus we just heard. Those disciples, distraught, we had hoped that he was the one. And there is Jesus opening the scriptures to them, asking probing questions, doing everything he can to remove the obstacles so that hope can be restored. Those original myrrh bearers in the gospel, we call the Magi. They came to a manger to a child previously born that was wrapped in bands of cloth. These myrrh bearers, the Marys, come to a tomb and all that is there are bands of cloth. There's no mention of the Lord's resurrection here. It's already happened. The angel descended to provide them with tangible proof when they came to the tomb so that they could easily go in and see for themselves that it was empty and have their hope restored. Why was the stone rolled back? Not so that Jesus could get out, but so that we could enter into resurrection hope. We, not just Mary and the disciples, so that we could enter into resurrection hope and life. So how are we letting God roll back the stones so that we can believe? The past year, we have had so much rolled back, so much torn away. So many doomsday prophets have been telling us that these are apocalyptic times, the end times, trying to create mass hysteria and fear. We need to remember that the word apocalypse means revelation. What is being revealed about us through all of this? About the world, about me? Is it an ending or a beginning? Hopefully, there is an ending to all that we need to leave behind. And hopefully, there's a beginning of all that we need to carry forward. Mary and the disciples, just like those on the road to Emmaus, didn't get it at first. But gradually they come to understand. They were learning resurrection. As a friend of mine wisely says, resurrection was a revelation waiting to be learned. What is being uncovered, revealed for you? One thing I think we have all learned: there is much we cannot control. We live with that illusion until something like this hits us. Live with that reality and not an illusion of control. That illusion of control is what will put us into trouble. That is what will put us into depression. God is in control. And many of us now know to our core about what it means to be high risk. Let God roll back that stone for us. Having that experience of being high risk should be a revelation of what it is like for all those others who have to live in high risk at all times. Simply because of the color of their skin, their social status, their financial condition, or even their sexual orientation. And we think we know now about isolation because of the pandemic. Let God roll back that stone for us. Now we know what it is like for others who have to live in isolation at all times. The sick, the infirm, the forgotten. There has never been such a rolled away stone moment in our lives. A revelation waiting to be learned and lived. Having more is not necessarily better. Sometimes less becomes more. Let that stone being rolled back in so many ways be that which moves us to live into this resurrection as a more compassionate, more understanding, and a more loving people with hope restored. Amen.